The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, is with us. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I am doing well. How about you?
I am wonderful. We have a new title for our president, Joe Biden. I want to play a quick clip. He's the comedian in chief now. Listen to how funny he was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Thank you, Steve, for that introduction. And a special thanks to the 42% of you actually applauded. I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have. That's hard to say after what we just saw. This is the first time the president attended this dinner in 6 years. It's understandable. We had a horrible plague followed by 2 years of COVID. Just imagine if my predecessor came to this dinner this year. Now that would really have been a real coup if that occurred.
He's really funny there. A real coup. you know, I do have to give him credit. He actually was able to read the teleprompter for once, and he didn't miss a word.
Well, you know, and when you're, I mean, in as bad a shape as he is right now nationally, I mean, if you can't do anything else but laugh, I guess. So you have to give him that. I mean,
yes.
They definitely have nothing to be happy about as Democrats, nothing to look forward to this year as Democrats. When it comes to the ballot box, or when it comes to anything that they've been able to get done, you know, legislatively, productively, that the American people would want, let's put it that way, or, you know, say with their performance on the border, say the performance with the economy, with inflation, with energy, and, you know, we can go on and on down the list. I mean, you know, so that there's not much to be happy about there, so you can go hang out with your buddies in the liberal media for an evening and crack jokes, and, you know, that's about all he can do.
Well, and with the response that he received, you can no wonder Donald Trump didn't want to be a part of that group.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a cliche, and we keep saying it over and over again. But every year, it really just seems to get worse to the point where it's on the joke. I mean, the media is so far in the tank for the Democrat Party. So many folks in the media, came from the ranks of Democrat Party, whether it was congressional staffers, presidential communications directors, several administrations, I might add, you know, policy wonks, et cetera, I mean, it's almost like there's a revolving door between the media and the Democrat Party. It's the same crowd of people in two different professions. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so let's talk for a minute. The South Carolina legislature winding things down here. They have just a few days left. What are some of the issues that you are pushing, hoping will get a final vote and approval?
Well, a few things. Obviously, election integrity is on our list. You know, since we talked last week, you know, there may be a little bit of movement on the Senate side. They've been feeling a lot of pressure from folks at the grassroots now to actually come to the table and negotiate with the House and the governor to get this bill done. As we mentioned before, they added a provision to the election integrity bill that the House passed that they knew the House would not and the governor would not accept, which in essence expanded the Senate's powers. And they're the only ones in that group that aren't up for re-election this year. If this would have been an election year, the Senate would not have done that, quite frankly. I mean, we're all adults here. We know that. And so they've been getting a good bit of pressure. We hear that a good number of them want to bend and come to the table now. And the House, for its part, last Thursday, the House Judiciary Committee took the extraordinary step of adding the election integrity bill as an amendment to 9 different pieces of legislation that will be going back over to the Senate this week. Yeah. So they're going to give the Senate a lot of chances to try to get it right, in other words. They're playing hardball, and they want to get this done, and we support that. That bill has to pass so it can take effect this year. That's at the top of the list. Education savings accounts, which did pass the Senate about 3 weeks ago, will be coming up in the House this week. We're confident the House can get that done, expanding school choice in South Carolina. That's a major platform item for the Republican Party. Beyond that, the Save Women's Sports Bill will be taken up in the Senate as soon as they're done with the budget, as I understand, which hopefully will be this week. So that'll be productive. Need to get that done. Also will point out the governor was able to sign into law the bill in terms of protecting religious freedom, the Religious Freedom Act here in South Carolina last year, dealing with folks being required by employees or employers rather to take vaccines, et cetera, and also protecting houses of worship in times of, you know, states of emergency and so forth. And that was on our list. And we're glad to see that get done.
Yep. And still a lot of work done, very little time to do it. You mentioned the election integrity. That's just such an important topic, especially heading into the midterms. Over the weekend, Senator Rick Scott from Florida talked about how the Democrats are using the courts to try to strike down voter ID laws, specifically in states around the country that have passed stronger voter ID laws. And of course they're going back to the old, well, it's racist. It's racist, to require an ID. Can you explain to me in simple terms, because I'm a very simple minded guy, how is it racist to ask someone to present a photo ID to prove they are who they say they are?
The short answer to that is it's not.
Yes.
That's the talking point that the liberal Democrats will use because they figure if they can just throw out the word racist often enough at enough people, then folks who otherwise really aren't paying attention to the details will just assume, well, those people must really be racist. You know, that's about the worst epithet you can hurl at someone. They've done it so much, it really doesn't have much, you know, much impact anymore, quite frankly, unfortunately.
Right.
But the simple fact is, if you have to show, for instance, you know, up a couple of weeks ago, you were still having to show a vaccine card to get into a restaurant in Washington, D.C., for goodness sake.
Yeah.
But yet in some of these cities in the Northeast, they want to let people who aren't even citizens of the United States vote in elections, much less, you know, not require that they have a photo ID.
Yeah.
So, you know, the hypocrisy is stunning. We know it's there. It is what it is. And we know why they have that particular opinion, because it's about them winning elections.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, will be seeing you tonight in Greenville at our evening on Education Freedom with Dr. Ben Carson, Senator Jim DeMint, and Ellen Weaver, myself, and Jane Robillard will be moderating. It's going to be a fun evening, and look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Thank you, Joey. You have a great day.
All right, you too.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.